Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I turned on the news at 8 o'clock and I watched the Grand Muttonhead, our president, tell us a bedtime story. This leader of the anti-American party, he can't say Christmas. He can only say holiday. He makes up lies about radical Islam. There is no such thing as radical Islam. There is only one Islam. You ask any Muslim, there's only one God, there's only one Islam. It is not a hijacked religion. The only thing that ever got hijacked were four American planes by deeply religious Muslims from Saudi Arabia and Yemen. This spokesman for Christian cleansing is lying like a Persian rug. Here's a bullshot checker. 1. Name our 65 allies. He says we got 65 allies. Yeah. We have two, ourselves and St. Kitts in the Caribbean. And St. Kitts just dropped out. Name our Muslim allies. Set up a phone bank for Muslims to call that support the USA. And we'll give their names and addresses over the network. I got 100 phone bank here for 10 days. Not one has rang. Oh, wait a minute. I got a phone call. Hold on. Oh, boy. A phone call. Hello? No, I don't want another MyPillow. 3. Mr. President, name your real enemies besides Christianity. 4. Name the 57 states that took part in the Crusades. 5. If the teleprompter went down, could you finish that 14-minute speech? 6. Why are you threatening 300 million Americans with charges of discrimination? 7. Did you say, when it comes down to us or them, I'm with them? Did you say ISIS is a JV team? But you didn't tell us they were scheduled to play in the California Open. 9. Why is your phony air war failing? Why are 75% of planes returning with their ordnance? Are we out of bombs? 10. Why do you blame us and not the enemy? And 11. Why wasn't Donald Trump allowed on Fox to answer the Obama lies, yet Marco Rubio was? 12. When Rob O'Neill killed Bin Laden, why was the news not released till 10:30 on a Sunday night when the country was half asleep? 13. How much more will you hurt us before you are forced to leave? And that's where we are. Merry Christmas. I'm going to give you our opening. And it's called Catholic Christmas. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and radio show. I'd like to open up December the 6th. Wishing everybody a very Catholic Christmas. I'm not partial. I share my religion with everybody. How can anybody be offended with the love of Jesus Christ? Anyway, I'm going to open up with O Come Emmanuel, which is beautiful a cappella, and you're going to enjoy it. And don't worry about people who are trying to eliminate Christmas and just call it a holiday. It's not a holiday. We selected December 25th, which is not the exact date of the birth of Jesus, as the atheists will tell you, as they spit on your God. We chose December the 25th. To be the birthday of baby Jesus. And even the Marine Corps, when no one's looking, sings happy birthday to baby Jesus. When the communists aren't watching. Soon we're going to be all Catholics. We're going to be driven into the catacombs. And we'll be going to the games to feed the lions once again. The communist lions. But having said that, Don't be afraid that Catholicism is going to rub off on you. And stop listening to the atheists who hate Christ and anything that Christ stands for. Listen to your heart. Listen to your soul. Listen to your mind. And listen to your conscience. And now especially, since the Christ killers removed the Ten Commandments of the Jewish faith, and have taken them from public places, people no longer know right from wrong. And we're turning back to a pagan society. And it's just what the communists want, because if you have religion, like the Catholic religion, you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. You're going to repeat the Sermon on the Mount. You're going to be a good person, because when you die, you want to go to heaven. And you believe in life after death. And you believe that Jesus died on the cross so that you and I could be free from death. And so, do not be disheartened when atheists and communists tell you there is no God, the founding fathers were old men and nut jobs, that the Ten Commandments are obsolete. They only got the tenth one left. And it's, instead of thou shalt not, it's thou shalt. Thou shalt covet thy neighbor's ass and his oxen. But having said that, I've just got to strike a blow for a Catholic freedom before we end up in the catacombs and meeting underground with the little fish symbol outside the door. And don't think that can happen. Never can happen. Happens all the time. So when you look on your Catholic calendar and circle the date of December the 25th, don't be afraid, because you're looking on a Catholic calendar that was created by Pope Gregory. Don't be afraid that you're falling into the clutches of the Christians. It's not true. So we're going to open the show with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and Ransom, Captive Israel. And there are people today that want to see all Israel a captive and destroyed. They're called Iranians. They're called terrorists. They're called Muslims. Yes. And remember this. You can read the Quran from front to back. You will never find the word radical Muslim. There is no such thing as a radical Muslim. That is cagada de toro that was made up by communists to disarm you and to make you let your guard down so that they can cut your throat. Peace be with you.
Bani, Bani. Israel, stand more.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that tune. Okay, our next topic is, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of our country. Tonight at 8 o'clock, the grand liar is going to speak to the American people who he despises. And he's going... Some people are afraid he's going to make executive moves to seize guns. And I hope he doesn't go down that road. But we are going to get a bedtime story at 8 o'clock. And I hope and I wish that after he gives his speech, that Donald Trump would come on to critique it. I would love to see that. And there's one news network that is very friendly to Donald Trump and gives him all the time he needs, as they do the other candidates, gives him all the time he needs to get his point across. Now, I'll tell you the difference. Fox has been torpedoing Trump about 60 days before the first debate they started in. And one night, Trump is speaking. And I went to OAN, One American News, and he was on there, uninterrupted, no commercials. I turned to Fox, and Trump was working up the audience, and they were feeding him, and he was feeding back. And it was reaching a crescendo of applause, and USA, USA. And Fox went to 5 commercials. At the very peak of Trump's presentation, they went to 5 commercials. Quickly jumped to OAN. There he was speaking. So, I have watched not one good benefit given to the American people during the acid rain of this pretender to his own throne at the expense of a once great nation. I have come to believe that the once great party of an honest servant of the American people, President Harry Truman, has morphed into a communist-style party. For 7 years, this nation has been assaulted by lies, betrayal, and scandal. We have an executive order, loss leader, who has created more race problems not seen since the 50s. And that is why I say America is being divided using communist-style tactics. Just look at the deterioration of the Democrat Party. Once a workers' blue-collar party, now the party of big money and bribes paid to favorite politicians. In 7 years, the only treat the little people got was Obama phone, when it should have been Rosetta Stone to help Latino families speak English. One of our problems today is immigrant kids going to school have no one at home that speaks English. The public school system very nonchalantly labels them humble people. And that's a buzzword, that's a code word. Humble people means that the parents don't speak English at home. It is really sad. So the learning curve suffers, and their learning suffers as if a communist enemy wanted to destroy the USA. One step would be to balkanize a United States and destroy what we have in common. When the ISIS attack in St. Bernardino was announced, the media described it as an attack on a Christmas party. That was the first 2 days' reports. Tonight, it's now being PC edited and described as an attack on a holiday party. The Democrat Party at its last convention threw God out. 3 times the roll was called, the vote. Does God go or does he stay? And they said, get rid of him. 3 times. The largest shout was, no God. But they lied on the 3rd vote and covered it up and said God could stay. And if you want to see the truth of that, Google YouTube and just put in Democrat convention, party platform. Can God stay? So a party that once consisted of religious people has now turned into the devil's workshop. Hang in there. They removed the Ten Commandments and the national conscience of the rules of sole survivor. They denied the civil rights of the child in the womb, giving the baby no vote and no choice but to die, painfully. They took Christian tax money and used it to pay butchers to harvest baby parts and sell them for a profit. I wonder if blue eyes cost more than brown ones. Their goal is to legalize all narcotics and reap a big tax revenue. Big money in medical marijuana and global warming. Everything they present is a hoax. The smaller the government, the safer the people. This enemy of Israel, our only ally in the jihad world, bails out terrorist nations and communist nations, draining our financial reserves and wasting hard-earned taxpayer money. Cuba was a year away from revolution for food, and Iran was going broke. The State Department bailed out two terrorist nations and made us forget that American POWs were tortured by Cuban interrogators at the Hanoi Hilton as they got the Jane Fonda workout in Nam. The Democrats are the masters of blame and deflection. Never look at what they're pointing at. Always look at what they don't want you to see. Every deed this Communist Party of Death performs is to divide, destroy, and eventually control the country forever. The Supreme Court is now 5-4 a communist. I'm going to take a break. We'll give you another Christmas tune. The next Christmas tune I'm going to give you is a French Christmas tune. It's called Noël. It's called O Holy Night, the stars are shining brightly. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in peace and error a-pining, until he appeared and the world felt its worth. A night divine. Oh, hear the angels singing. A night divine. Oh, hear the angels sing. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels singing. It'll be in French, but basically that's the gist of it. O night divine, O the night that Christ was born.
la terre est libre et le ciel est ouvert. Il voit un frère où n'était qu'un esclave. L'amour unit ce qu'enchaîne le notre reconnaissance, c'est pour nous tous qu'il naît, qu'il souffre et meurt. Peuple debout, chante ta délivrance, Noël.
Beautiful? Does it take your breath away? Does it make you feel clean? Magnificent. Okay. And here we are. We're fighting paganism. When the Clinton Towers came down on 9/11, Hillary screamed. What did Bush know and when did he know it? The Democrats gave bin Laden life to kill. When they were able to kill him first. Then, on another 9/11 in Benghazi, Hillary screamed again, "Who cares how they died?" Hillary and John Kerry both voted to invade Iraq and take out Saddam. And the media lied and said there were no weapons of mass destruction. The old pull the wool over your eyes media. The communist-like media hid the gassing of 5,000 Kurdish men, women, and children in Halabja, Iraq, performed by Chemical Ali, the uncle of Saddam, the father of Saddam Hussein, the father of Uday and Qusay. He turned his best fighter jets over to Iran, his natural enemy. His fellow Ba'ath Party partner, Bashar al-Assad, may also have been a storage buddy for WOMDs. My joke is that all of the weapons of mass destruction are in Damascus, and they're, you can locate them at the corner of Kennedy and Kerry Boulevard. Trump said he never would have gone to Iraq, and his rationale is very good. It is very good. But let us not forget that when Bush, we went to Iraq as because we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. And don't believe that we made that story up to go there. All you got to do is get the footage of the first advanced party going into Iraq. The temperature was 110 degrees. You ever been in a rubber suit? In 110 degrees, a poison-proof suit. that they use in case those GIs were crawling through trenches, completely encased in rubber suits, heavy rubber suits, carrying all their equipment. They wouldn't have wore those if they thought they weren't going to get gassed. Nobody could guarantee our safety. The night of 9-1-1, there wasn't a plane in the sky. Nobody in the world could guarantee our safety. And what do you think Bush was going to do? Take a chance? Take a chance. What, are you crazy? He had to play the best intelligence he had, which wasn't that good. And that's it. He had to play his best hunch. So we went to Iraq. We took care of Uday and Qusay. We put them on display at the airport. Then we took care of Saddam. And the cowboy buried all three on Sandal Hill. And that was it. And then we tried to give the Iraqis a chance to vote for their own government. They went to the polls and voted. Everybody got the purple finger. And then we left. When Bush left office, Iraq was secure. And then Obama came in and said, I'm giving this to Iran. So, let's not forget, when Bush left Iraq, the country was secure. His combat casualties were 4,600 KIA and a 7-to-1 wounded ratio. In Afghanistan, he had lost 461 Americans killed in action with a 7-to-1 wounded ratio. And all this was a result of the Saudi al-Qaeda attack on the Clinton Towers. Then a naive nation, having been brainwashed by a communist-like press, elected the first half-American, half-African-American president, believing he could bring the country together for our mutual benefit. In 7 years, he managed to divide the country, denounce the country, and nearly destroy the country. He gave Iraq to Iran, Syria to Russia and Iran, invaded Libya without getting an act of war, almost destroyed Egypt and enabled the Muslim Brotherhood to take over the government until stopped by General Sisi and the Egyptian army. Behind America's back, he was negotiating with Iran to rearm their nuclear capability and finance terrorism to the tune of $150 billion. He exchanged 2 Taliban province chiefs, 1 governor, 1 Taliban leader of their CIA, and a bomb-making instructor for 1 traitor named Bo Birdcall, who cost the lives of 6 troopers who tried to find and rescue him. Birdcall was honored by Obama and praised at a White House press meeting. Not to mention returning the bust of Winston Churchill as a slap in the face of our British allies. Not to mention making Bibi Netanyahu take out the garbage and leave by the back door. Past the garbage he made him go. When the president of 300 million Americans says to the world, when it comes down to Islam against its enemies, I'm with Islam, then reminds us of the war crimes of the Crusades against helpless Muslims who were raiding Christian pilgrimages, enslaving those whose heads were not cut off, just like last week. You know, I didn't see New Jersey in the Crusades. Was Texas in the Crusades? This man is almost Stalinist in his hatred of the USA. Upon entering office, he laced the government with czars. And many believe the White House Kremlin is really being run by an unelected pro-Iranian woman named Valerie Jarrett. Flashing back to his loss of Iraq to Iran, covered up in the communist-like media and TV stations, every American who died under Bush was listed by name, photo, town, his military unit, and even an NBC microphone was shoved into a mom or widow's face with the question, How does it feel knowing that your son died under George Bush? But when the Mahdi of death took over, all casualties were disguised as NATO troops. A complete blackout on how many were dying. The media was complacent with party protocol. Obama has lost, and probably this count is low, 2,400 Americans, and the wounded ratio jumped from 7 to 1 to 10 to 1. Communists are good at propaganda. Then we have the purging of the military, also covered up by the communist media. Say a prayer for the Fort Leavenworth. Say a Christian prayer for the Fort Leavenworth 10. No moment of silence. A moment of silence is a muzzle on Christians. God wants to hear you out loud. Say a prayer for the Fort Leavenworth 10, whose wives and children will celebrate Christmas in poverty and shame. The loss of all military benefits because their husbands were politically incorrect and convicted of fighting back on the battlefield. They were charged with unpremeditated murder and sentenced to 15 to 20 years in prison, as were their families convicted by PC officers with no combat experience, and they were charged to make an example to the thousands and hundreds of thousands in the military ranks. If you do this, you will go to prison. And they've all been intimidated, just like a muzzle of silence. Today, Ash Carter announced women will now be in every combat role in the military, but he won't allow women to sign up for the draft. Stand down is now standard operating procedure, and any general or admiral who wants to rescue fallen troopers will be relieved of command on the spot, just like in Benghazi. We'll break for another Christmas tune, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about the takedown of America. We are back, all you happy Christians. As the great jihad sweeps Europe, and helpless citizens with no guns are mowed down by Muslims, the president says America has too many guns and doesn't need any guns. Hitler said, "Why do Germans need guns? They have the SS to protect them and arrest them. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you." Not only do we need more guns, We need more permits to carry weapons. Women need guns more than men. Since the murder of 3,100 innocent civilians, that includes the 200 babies who died with their pro-life mothers on 9/11 that the government refuses to count, America has been under siege from Fort Hood to San Bernardino, murdered by Muslims. The word radical was created by the PC communist media to disarm the already helpless Americans. There is no such word as radical in the Quran. However, there is the word shahadi, the purest form of Muslim, one who sacrifices their lives for Allah and goes to paradise. Their families are respected and protected. They are the saints of Islam. Once again, America is on the run. We have more enemies inside than outside, and they're not all Muslims. They are anti-Americans with a communist-like mindset, picking at sores, playing race cards, and dividing a country by region and neighborhood, destroying the morality, spirituality, and love of country, telling us everything is better elsewhere and we are nothing. Our founders and documents are obsolete. These people are the full definition described by Cicero as the enemy within the gates. Over 50 years, they have woven their treasonous web in business, education, entertainment, and every facet of government. Their biggest enemy is God, country, unity, and the great American spirit. Now having control of certain agencies like the DOJ, the EPA, the IRS, the BLM, etc., they can use these agencies to intimidate freedom and silence American opposition to their evil plans. As soon as the press announced the shooting at a Christmas party, then changed it today to a holiday party, I sensed it was a Muslim jihad. When they said the shooters looked Middle Eastern or Latino, I suspected Muslims. When they announced it was a man and woman, I was more convinced it was Muslims. Then when the FBI said they would announce who the terrorists were, and Obama ordered the DOJ lynch mob to threaten 300 million Americans with government persecution if they said anything to offend Muslims and cause trouble, I realized that it is time to start impeachment proceedings to save the nation. Loretta Lynch must step down because she serves no one but Obama, party over country ideology. She replaces a gunrunner who allegedly covered up and killed Mexicans and border guards who happened to package the Clinton Mark Rich pardon. Rich was dealing with the Iranians, just like Obama. There is no choice but to save the nation from suffering a major catastrophe and try to break up that covenant of evil that is destroying us one at a time. Our only choice to replace the party of death is the great outsider, no strings attached Trump, an American for America. We need to undo 8 years of treachery and betrayal by one political party with the help of many rhinos. Trump can keep his word, no third party, because there's only one party and he can still build a second party. It has to be Trump if we are to survive. Today, one lone policeman took a bullet in the face. We are now living in a war zone, and no cop during this terror reign should work alone. Demand that the entire police force pair up, walking the beat or riding. Pair up for the safety of a nation. And go back to Christmas.